Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And guess what? He does not even waste our failures. That is amazing news. It's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Overcomer, from the live recording, I Surrender. This particular song was born on September 23rd of 1997. In Psalm 41, verse 9, we find this, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." I don't know about you, but I've had times in my life where I've been betrayed by close friends or people who I thought were on my side, people in the body of Christ. It's been an incredible journey, but it reminds me of the story from David's own life. King David. Remember when David's men had become upset with him because while they were away in battle, the enemy had stolen their wives and children? And though they wanted to kill David, David did something amazing. In God's word says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. I can identify somewhat with David now. I recently, as of the time of this, the writing of this song, way back in 1997, I wrote this. I recently experienced some brothers in the Lord attacking me. Now, being raised in a certain denominational arena, God had allowed me the opportunity to grow beyond the boundaries of denominational lines in my ministry. I mean, I ministered to whatever denomination would have me. In other words, He has called me to the whole body and not just to one separate part. Still, I had dreamed of actually ministering to those from my own denominational heritage. And I had finally been asked to lead worship at a statewide gathering and was actually excited about yet another dream coming true. But it just was not to be. Long story made short, I was uninvited at the last minute because a letter had been circulated which made accusations against me and also against my pastor. Now, this letter had supposedly been signed by over 50 other pastors from the local association of churches, which, come to find out, was not true. Only three pastors had concocted this letter, but the damage had been done. And here are the accusations against me. Number one, Jernigan has questionable doctrinal beliefs. And some surmise it to say that that meant the pesky Holy Spirit stuff that followed me around. Second accusation, Jernigan causes division in the body of Christ. Okay. Third accusation, Jernigan actively proselytizes from other churches. Of course, all of these were lies, and they were hurtful for me, hurtful for my pastor, hurtful for my family. Now, I had the opportunity, along with my pastor and a couple of other friends, to face my accusers, but the damage had already been done. This song came as I encouraged myself in the Lord, just as David had done. I knew enough to do that. So as I just laid myself before the Lord, this is the song that He gave me to encourage me deep in my soul. I pray that it has the same effect for you.
If you are here tonight and you are currently facing a situation where it just seems like I don't see a way out, or you just feel bombarded by the enemy, that may be due to a besetting sin in your life, or it may be due to the fact that you're standing up for the sake of righteousness. You just need to see God's overcoming power, or you want to be that overcomer He's called you to be. I want to sing over you right now. This is one of the prayers. When me and some friends faced having to stand up for the sake of righteousness and just being, I consider it nothing but persecution, this is the song I heard my Father singing over me. Body of Christ, this is what I want you to do. You see all these who are standing? You need to go to them right now. Let's just lay hands on them. You don't need to say a word to them. Just let them know that silently right now you are praying, beseeching the Father on their behalf. fighting with them in the fight. Here's what I want you to do. Disregard me and the fact that this is my prayer. Make it your prayer and know that this is your Father's heart. This is who you are.
Proclaim your allegiance long and loud. Warrior, stand up proud. Fight the fight, face your foe, and put him beneath the knee. You bow to the Lord your God, to the overcoming God. Inside, you will be persecuted, but live or die. Your Lord is waiting, arms open wide. Overcomer, stand up and fight. Stand up for freedom, lay down your life. Oh, overcomer, stand up and fight. Stand and lead others into the light that can pierce any night and leads with love into the arms open wide of the God who wins. Oh.
ask you to bless those. Bless those who have stood this night, Lord, with the power to overcome by your Spirit. Lord, it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. You have said, you have chosen. So, Lord, we bless you as the overcomer. You have overcome all of the junk of this life for us. So we bless you. Bless these, Lord, who stood.
Bless those who are listening right now as well, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3, this is the Psalm of David, says this, "Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of buckler and shield and rise up for my help. Draw also the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation." Y'all, God has called us new creations. He's called us as new creations to be overcomers, period. It doesn't matter if we are betrayed. It doesn't matter if we're mocked or scorned or beaten or cast aside or forced to stand alone. We are still overcomers. This is simply our spiritual DNA as new creations in Christ. 1 John 4, verses 1 through 4 says it like this, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them." Here's the best part of this passage. "Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." Let's say that again. "Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." Just be who God says you are today. You are overcomers, and you can take to heart these words Paul wrote to the church in Rome. In Romans 12, verse 21, it says this, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Let's just do that today, brothers and sisters. Let's overcome evil with good. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, why don't you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? Would you do that? Now, to help with the ongoing creation and cost of this podcast, would you mind considering becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is just one more way I want to alert you to that you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Now, don't forget to pick up my brand new book. This is awesome news. Brand new Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. That's right. Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online. Or you can just click the link that we provide in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you once again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song we shared today, Overcomer, from the live recording I Surrender, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. If you remember nothing else, just remember this. God loves you. He's for you. He has made you to be an overcomer. He loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.